A federal judge heard arguments today in yet another case involving Maine's landmark ranked choice voting law. In this case, the Maine Republican Party is suing the Maine Secretary of State in the hope of blocking the voting system from being used in its June 12th primary election. Our political correspondent Steve Missler covered the arguments held in U.S. District Court in Portland today. He is here to explain what happened. Steve, can you first just set up what this case is about, what the central tension is, and what the stakes are?
Sure. Well, I'll start with the stakes, Nora. I think what could happen here is if the judge grants the Maine Republican Party's request for an injunction, what that would effectively do is it would block ranked choice voting from being used in the Republican primary, but it would allow Democrats to continue using it. So you would effectively have two different voting systems being used in the two parties' respective primary elections. So, and that adds another complication, which is that right now, absentee balloting has already started. So right now, ranked choice voting ballots are already being distributed to Republicans and Democrats. And what Republicans are saying is that if you give us this injunction, all the Secretary of State and town clerks have to do is basically count the first choice on ranked choice ballots just for Republicans. Now, their central argument is that ranked choice voting is infringing on its First Amendment rights of free association and that they want a court to say that they don't have to use it. What its attorneys are arguing is that this new election system that voters passed in 2016 will fundamentally change how the party's nominees, in this case its nominee for governor, and a legislative race are chosen. And to understand that their point, it's important to understand what primary elections are. They're essentially party elections. And that's a lot different than the type of elections that we participate, all of us participate in November. In Maine, these parties' elections are basically conducted by the state, and you and I as taxpayers pay for that function. But the Maine GOP says forcing it to use ranked choice voting burdens their right to conduct those elections that they want and could fundamentally change outcomes that determine who the leaders of their parties are. That's because ranked choice voting is basically designed to make it easier for moderates to win.
And the Republicans are suing the Secretary of State. What is that office saying to those arguments?
So Phyllis Gardner is the assistant AG representing the Secretary of State. And let me just start out by saying that she has spent a lot of time in courtrooms over the past several months fending off various challenges to ranked choice voting. But in this case, Gardner's central argument boils down to this, that ranked choice voting does not infringe on the GOP voters' ability to participate in the primary or infringe on their right to pick their nominee for governor. She basically is making a distinction between the state's role as counting ballots and conducting the election and how parties, their ability to participate in them. And she argues that ranked choice voting is a different method of counting ballots and that the state has the authority to change how that's done based on legislative changes to the law, or in this case, a law that was approved by voters.
I saw yesterday in a piece that you wrote that the federal judge assigned to this case is John Levy. How did he respond to the arguments that were made in court today?
Well, he really seemed to be probing the weaknesses in both arguments. And for the Republicans, he seemed to focus on the idea that the party is the final arbiter in determining how primary elections are held. In doing so, he attempted to flip this entire case on its head by asking GOP attorney Josh Dunlap this question. What if ranked choice voting was not approved by voters, was not the law of the land, but that Republicans had decided that it was the best way to choose their nominee? Should the state then have to conduct a ranked choice election just for Republicans? It was an interesting question, I think, and it seems to be a key one because if, in fact, Levy gives the GOP the injunction that they're looking for, does that set a precedent and create a scenario where political parties in other states, this is federal court, so this does have ramifications, are suddenly challenging the way primary elections are held because they don't happen to like the one that's currently being used? And while it's impossible to read the mind of a federal judge or any judge, the fear that creating that kind of precedent may weigh heavily on his decision. As for the state's arguments, Levy just seemed really skeptical of the idea that granting an injunction would create chaos in June because Republicans and Democrats would effectively be using two different types of voting methods.
Did Judge Levy give any indication about when he's going to make his decision on this?
Well, it really could happen at any time. He said it would be a written decision, and that would post on the federal website. But he did say that it wouldn't be any it would be no later than a week from today.
Okay. Well, Steve, thanks for the update.
You're welcome.